Five Forces Framework and Industry Attractiveness. Michael Porter's Five Forces Framework, or Five Forces Model of Competition, is based on the assumption that an industry is the composite of competitive forces, as shown in Exhibit 1-16. Exhibit 1-16, Five Forces Framework. In the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Five Forces Model of Competition is defined as a methodology for analyzing competitive pressures in a market and assessing the strength and importance of each of those pressures. To use the framework, one must identify the key figures and the major sources of competitive pressure per area. Evaluate the intensity of the pressures. Determine how the overall picture supports profitability. Rivalry among competitive sellers. Rivalry is the intensity with which rivals compete in the industry to gain market share and competitive advantage. As the rivalry intensifies, the likelihood of making a sustainable profit decreases, since competitive tactics can be costly, for example, price cuts, branding, frequent redesign. In general, rivalry is stronger when demand is less stable, switching brands has few barriers, there is less differentiation among industry products, there is excess supply or unused capacity, competitors have similar size and power, or there are exit barriers such as contractual obligations. Rivalry tends to be weaker when the opposite of these is true. Potential new entrants to the market. The entry of a new competitor into a market usually triggers costly competitive actions in new product development, advertising, distribution, and retail incentives, cost-cutting, and efficiency. The idea is to reduce your barriers or increase others' barriers. In general, the threat of entry is greater if the industry is growing, regulation is lax, disruptive technologies are emerging, and product differentiation / brand loyalty is low. The threat of entry is weaker if the opposite of these is true. Substitute products from other industries. Thinking outside the box can reveal that your competitors are not just direct competitors, but anything that meets the same need. Substitute products are attractive when there are few barriers to substitution. Price, relative benefit. For example, plant-based protein products gained in popularity as a substitute for meat products when their taste improved and prices matched those of premium meat products. Substitutes for growth, capacity change, and profitability relative to the organization's products should be reviewed. Marketing power of suppliers and customers. Suppliers with bargaining power are in a position to drive up a producer's costs, possibly reducing sales if costs are passed on, or lower their margins. Different supplier categories must be assessed separately. Suppliers have power when demand is greater than supply. They have value perceived by customers. The cost of switching suppliers is high. The customer lacks the capability to make the product. The customer is not vital to the supplier. Customers have power when the opposite of these is true. The important point is to acknowledge when power differences exist. More powerful organizations, especially those in the role of a channel master, will expect a larger ROI from transformation investments. They may invest more in the transformation and will likely be more committed to driving, executing, and sustaining the effort. These organizations may abuse their power for short-term gain or could work to share benefits to encourage the participation of the smaller party. For example, Walmart had to do the latter to get more suppliers on board with its RFID, Radio Frequency Identification, initiative. Industry attractiveness. An industry's attractiveness is assessed by the number and relative strength of these forces. The strategy can succeed even with high barriers, given the right strategy. For example, a new product design may diminish supplier power. The relationship between profitability and competitive pressure is illustrated in Exhibit 1-17. A multifactorial matrix for industry attractiveness such as this can help with adding, maintaining, or divesting decisions. Exhibit 1-17, Multifactorial Matrix for Industry Attractiveness. Strong profitability potential and weak competitive pressure, upper left, are growth markets that may not last long but offer high profits if captured quickly. Low profitability and high competitive pressure, lower right, are open to divestment or repositioning due to the regular reinvestment needed just to stay profitable. One could also have a weak profitability and low competitive environment, bottom left, such as in a declining industry. These are difficult to hold or divest. One could also have strong profitability potential and high competition, upper right. The industry is healthy, but this investment desperately needs transformation to reduce cumulative competitive pressure.